Welcome to another episode of 352 Sports Whip Around. SEC and ACC football start Saturday with conference bigwigs, Florida and Miami, facing off in Orlando. But today we will preview all 14 teams from the self-titled best conference of college football, the SEC. Let's begin. Starting today's conversations is the defending SEC champs and national championship runner-ups, the Alabama Crimson Tide. They're returning 6 starters on offense and 7 on defense. A little prediction from our podcast here. We've got Alabama going 12-0. And, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say SEC runner-up this year. I think Georgia nicks them. I like what Georgia's returning, as well as, you know, their experience at quarterback. I don't think Georgia's going to have a lot to worry about with Alabama, as long as they don't do any terribly designed fake punts. Key players for Alabama, though, I definitely need to see Tua step up this year and make strides and improvements from last year. I believe just going up against the top tier teams, he needs to improve. It's one thing to beat Charleston Southern, but to go out and complete less than 50% of your passes against your big D1 opponents isn't going to get it done, and I think we saw that in the national championship game. As well as Tua making improvements, I think we definitely need to see the linebacker corps steps up and defense as a whole. I think they got exposed in the national championship against Clemson, and we give, you know, Dabo and Trevor Lawrence and, you know, everybody on the Clemson side mad props, but I think a lot of this comes down to just who can step up for Alabama in this defense. Looking at the trap games, I think they need to watch out for South Carolina this year. They have a young linebacker core, just took a hit with the transfer of Iyobi Anoma, I believe is his name. So, looking for everybody to step up there in the linebacker core and see if they can get Jake Bentley and force him into some pressure situations. Probably not going to happen. Definitely see him going 12-0, as I said, but definitely a game to keep an eye on. Up next is Florida. Definitely the team that wants to look to take a step forward here in 2019. I got them going 9-3. Only 5 returning on offense, young offensive line. Defense is going to be the heart of the football team with 7 returners. I think they're trap games at Mizzou. I like what Mizzou has, and the game being, you know, at Mizzou's home stadium with Kelly Bryant coming over from Clemson. I think Mizzou will give Florida trouble for a second year in a row. It's always a tough game for Florida, whether it's at home or away. So definite trap game to watch there for Florida. Key players, I like Felipe Franks. I think he needs to definitely take another step forward with Dan Mullen. And, you know, Dan Mullen seemed to really develop him as a quarterback in 2018. So we'll see if he keeps that production from 2018 going or if he, you know, flounders. Offensive line, you know, 1 starter returning. Definitely need to have some quick step ups there, some quick improvement. And it's not going to be an easy start to the season with Miami at a neutral site. Also, the wide receiver corps, I think this is going to be a big spot for Florida to improve on. Last year, they were ranked 83rd nationally and 10th in the SEC in passing. So I think, you know, the quarterback and the receiver needs to take steps there and try to bump that passing offense up into the top 50, if not top 30, of nationally. Georgia, returning 6 on offense, 7 on defense. I got them going 13-0 and SEC champs over Bama. I think they finally get it done this year, as I said. Got to watch the trap game at Tennessee. I like what the coach at Tennessee is putting together. I think he's making strides there. Don't think he has enough to get past Georgia. Not even close to enough, but trap game nonetheless. Definitely a game that Georgia needs to watch. It's never easy going to Rocky Top. Key players for Georgia is going to be the cornerback unit and Swift at running backs. You know, he doesn't have his, you know, backup running back from last year. And I think, you know, it's a lot to put on the freshman this year. But I think Swift gets it done. I think he steps up, shows some leadership, and really commands that offense with Fromm. Quarterback unit is definitely going to need to improve this year, losing Baker. But I think Georgia's reloaded well in their recruiting classes. I think we'll see Georgia not drop off too much on defense. Coming up next is Kentucky, returning 4 on offense and 4 on defense. Great year last year for Kentucky standards. I think they fall back a little this year, going 8-4. I think their trap games after UGA is at Mizzou. I say Kelly Bryant, I think he's going to have really good command of that offense at Mizzou. And after a big loss to Georgia, I think Kentucky might come in with a little bit of sleep still, and, you know, still licking their wounds from the Georgia loss, and I think Mizzou might nick them. But nonetheless, bowl season for Kentucky again. Speaking of Mizzou, returning 7 on offense and 6 on defense. I like them to go 8-4. But as they are Kentucky's trap game, I think Kentucky is their trap game. You know, Kentucky comes before UGA for Mizzou, and we'll see if Kentucky doesn't catch them looking ahead to that game. I think Kelly Bryant comes in, brings a good leadership, voice on the team. I don't think he lets his team get caught looking ahead there. I think they can take care of Kentucky and put up a good fight against UGA. Key players for them is going to be Kelly Bryant, and, you know, I like I said, I think he's got all the intangibles and leadership you need, so I think he gets it done there. Mizzou's passing defense last year, 112th nationally, so definitely need to see a step up there with the defensive backs and linebacker unit, defense as a whole. South Carolina, going to be a rough year. I don't see him making a ball. I see him going 5-7. I think they return 7 on offense, 5 on defense. Trap game's going to be after Tennessee. I think they're going to be coming off 2 straight losses to UGA and UF. Do they go to Rocky Top and get back in the win column? I don't see it. I think Tennessee takes care of them and, just kind of starts a dismantling of their season there. Key players is definitely going to be Jake Bentley at QB. Can he, make improvements and his, reduce a lot of his interceptions and build better relationships with the receivers and get it done there. Rushing defense and offense for South Carolina needs to make vast majorities if they're to take some pressure off of Jake Bentley. Rushing defense was 95th nationally last year. I think, to play in the SEC and to win some of those mid-tier games against other SEC opponents, I think you're going to have to improve there, as well as your rushing offense, which ranked 92nd nationally. Tennessee, I think it's going to be an undervalued year this year. I don't think they get to the mark they want to be at. I got them going 7-5, though. It's really going to assist them getting there this year with 8 returners on offense and 7 on defense. Trap game for them this year is going to be Mississippi State. I believe it is a home game, but it's after 2 straight games against Florida and UGA. Definitely going to be 2 losses there, I think. Pretty big losses to both teams. But, can they get back in the win column against Mississippi State? I believe they can, but it's definitely going to be a game to watch. They got to recover fast and can't get caught licking their wounds. Key players is going to be their quarterback, Jarrett Guarantano. Can he improve, with the turnovers? He was real big on turnovers last year. I think we saw, the worst of him against the game in Florida. Offense as a whole ranked 122nd nationally, and and your defense can return all the stars it wants and be as effective as it wants. But if your offense can't move the ball, it's going to be a tough year for you. You know, it doesn't matter what conference you play in. Next, we got Vanderbilt returning 7 on offense and 4 on defense. You know, this defense lost a lot. This is a defense that talked really highly about their ability to compete against Alabama last year, and we all saw how that turned out. Don't think it gets any prettier this year for Vandy. 4-8, trap game at Kentucky. I think it's a game they can win, but it's after, you know, games against South Carolina and Florida. And, you know, I think it continues a downhill slide there. I think Kentucky nicks them, close game, going all the way down to the wire. I think Terry Wilson gets it done there. The key units or players for Vanderbilt will be the defensive unit. It's going to be tough with only 4 stars returning, but they ranked 99th nationally, and you only returned 44 starters from that team or from that unit last year that ranked that low. I think they honestly drop off into the low hundreds here. It's going to be a tough year for Vandy, so, you know, hang in there, Commodore fans. Arkansas, 6 returning on offense, 5 on defense. You know, I think Arkansas has been a no-show in the SEC for, as long as I can remember, probably down back to 2010 or earlier. So, look for them to play a close game with Kentucky. It's a game following Texas A&M. I don't think they best a 4-8 record this year, missing out on any kind of bowl game. Their offense has to improve. They're 118th nationally last year. And, I think their shining star on offense is going to be Rakeem Boyd, their running back. I think he just needs to improve on his 2018 season. I think that's what everybody asks year to year, but it's going to be tough. I don't believe they're returning all their starters on the offensive line. So we'll see how it kicks off game one and, roll with it. But Razorbacks miss a bowl again. Auburn, I think they're going to have an underwhelming year. I like the decision by Malzahn to go with the freshman Bo Nix. I think he brings, a lot of the positives that you see in a young quarterback. But, with that, I think he's going to bring the mistakes too. I believe they should win against Ole Miss, but I got that as their trap game because, after a tough game against LSU, does Auburn come in, still delirious from that one? I don't think so. I think Bo Nix might show some leadership by that point in the game or the season. So I think they knock off Ole Miss by 2 or 3 touchdowns, but definitely one to watch there. The QB room, it's got to come together as a whole. Some of those more experienced QBs need to, help Nix here now that he's got his starting QB role. The offense has to improve. They were 79th nationally last year. And again, that's not going to get it done in the SEC. You definitely need to have a more potent offense. LSU returning 7 on offense and 8 on defense. I got them going 11-1. And, hate me if you want to, LSU fans, but I think your trap game is going to be Florida. I need to see y'all compete against Florida and not let them be your kryptonite. Y'all going to come in with high momentum, and you're going to be focused or you're going to be cocky. I think the past couple years, ever since that debacle with the, who plays home, who plays away this year, that year, I think that's, started a little bit of bitterness between Florida and LSU, and I think Florida's capitalized off that, dominated LSU and Gainesville, and we'll see if y'all can get back at it this year. I think they do. I think the offensive unit comes together. Definitely needs to make some strides there though, and Joe Burrow's going to be the big factor on that. Can he show what kind of quarterback he is, and he should be based on his ratings out of high school and through Ohio State and everything, or does he take a step back this year and LSU falter to a 9 or 10 win season? And I definitely would have that as faltering because LSU could run the table here, but it's going to be tough with games against Alabama and Florida. Moving on to Ole Miss, only returning three starters on offense, but returning eight on defense. And that'll help them for the SEC schedule. Still only have them going 5-7 and missing a bowl. I think there's just too many question marks on both sides of the ball for them. Trap game against Vandy. You know, we come in after Bama. I think Ole Miss is going to still be half asleep or, you know, recovering from that beating they're going to take from Bama. Defensive unit has to step up. I believe it will. You know, it was 121st nationally last year. I think they step up this year with eight returning starters. But, you know, only time will tell. And, you know, Ole Miss season going to hinge on it because, you know, the defense is going to have to get stops to let that offense get on there and, you know, build some relationships and you know, definitely improve with only three starters there on offense. For Mississippi State, returning six on offense, three on defense. It's going to be another tough year, you know, subpar year for Mississippi State. I got them making a bowl at 7-5. I think your trap game is going to be against Arkansas. You're going to come after a loss to Texas A&M. I think they get past Arkansas, but definitely a game to watch. You know, the QB room is going to have to improve. 112th nationally in passing last year. It's definitely something between the QBs and the receivers. And, you know, I think, you know, to be able to move the ball against some of these SEC defenses, you know, the top tier ones especially, you're going to have a balanced attack. And you can run the ball as well as you want to, but you can only run the ball. It's going to be tough. So definitely got to get the passing game going. Defense, you know, time for someone to step up. You know, you got three on defense returning. But who steps up from the two deep? So we'll see what their season entails. You know, lastly, Texas A&M got seven on offense returning, four on defense. I don't think Jimbo gets better than 8-4 record this year. I like their trap game to be South Carolina. You know, are they going to get caught looking ahead to the following week, the Georgia game? You know, only time will tell. You think Jimbo would have them ready, but and, you know, focused on the South Carolina game, but we'll see. If not, Jake Bentley will definitely take advantage of that and expose that young defense. Key players for, you know, Texas A&M is going to be their DB unit. You know, who's up, you know, who steps up, you know, 98th nationally last year. So definitely need to see growth there, as well as their quarterback, Kellen Mond. You know, he needs to continue improving. I think we will see growth there. He's been pretty phenomenal under Jimbo Fish since he got there. So, guys, you know, that's really all short, quick, to the point. So it's going to be a great year for SEC teams. I definitely have to see improvement here and there. But, you know, I think I stand firmly with Georgia getting past Bama this year. So only time will tell. Definitely have everything it takes. As for the kickoff game Saturday, Florida, I think they need to watch their lips here. Everybody's, you know, it's players from both teams that played high school together. But I think Florida definitely needs to watch out here, and, you know, both teams really. But, you know, this Miami team had a quiet year last year, very, very underwhelming year. But it doesn't speak to their talent. And, you know, I'll get into that more at the ACC preview on Thursday. But, you know, we'll see how it happens with SEC. I like Georgia to take it all this year and actually get into the college football playoff as a champion, not a runner-up. So we'll see you guys Thursday. Give us a listen and follow our Twitter. Keep up to date on all our podcasts. And we'll see you on Saturday.